We saw a rain event Monday, Tuesday. It was almost, effectively, it was the perfect rain over the course of, you know, roughly 2 days, maybe 36 hours. We probably saw between 7/10 and an inch. You know, certainly, you know, some areas got a little bit more. But, of course, there's always the other side of that coin. If you go, you know, maybe 8 or 9 miles west of Looseland, for example, they didn't get anything. But in our neck of the woods, we probably got about 7/10, and it lasted. It took about a day and a half, 2 days to come down. So it was the perfect type of rainfall, a good amount of moisture, nice and leisurely, so that the ground had a chance to absorb it. So it was, it was fantastic and very, very welcome in this time of year, certainly. But you know, looking at the amount of rainfall we've had or haven't had over the last, I would say 6 weeks, we were definitely getting dry. Not dangerously so, but, you know, certainly a concerning level of dry. So.
And this will probably help the pastures quite a bit too?
I think this is going to be fantastic for everything. It's going to be great for the grass that we've got growing. Just around my own place, I'm already looking at it, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to get all the grass in my backyard cut. But I hope the Cowboys are going to be as happy as all the grain farmers. You know, this is ideal for grass production.
How much seeding has been done in your area? The provincial crop report, the new one, is saying 72% now. Are we close to that amount in your area, or what's the story there?
We're probably on par with that, maybe a little bit lower. You know, of course, it's important to remember as you start from, say, the southern part of the province and work your way northwards, the guys in the south get started probably, you know, between 2 and 3 weeks earlier than they do farther north. So I'd say we're between 50 and 75% completion in my neck of the woods. There's a good amount in, but there's certainly still some to go. So,
any crop emergence yet?
None that I've seen in my neck of the woods. You know, honestly, I think that's due to partly moisture levels, just with it being so dry, but also the weather. You know, honestly, it started out in April, and a guy kind of thought, you know, maybe it's going to be a little bit of a warmer spring. And yeah, the last couple of days, and even a few days previous to that, you're never too far away from the sweater. If you're not wearing it, it's generally within arm's reach. You know, today it might be 10 degrees outside, but with it being cloudy and a little bit overcast, it's spring, but you're definitely still wearing the sweaters.
And what about the weeds?
I mean, there's been great emergence on the weeds. You know, sprayers are going strong. I think that for whatever crop is up, there's going to be a good flush of weeds, so guys should be able to get, a good control on those, assuming they're able to get into the field pretty quickly. I haven't heard of anybody specifically doing it, but I know that in years past, you know, a rain like this would generally bring a sprayer out onto the field one more time before seeding happens. So if that is definitely a possibility, if you can, if you can go and get a second kill on weeds before you plant your crop, just to give your crop the best start possible, this type of rain is definitely good for that as well.
Looking ahead to the weekend forecast, sunshine and into early next week, we're looking at high 20s.
We're looking at a really nice weather pattern of warmth coming out, and that's, as it stands right now, that's kind of the missing piece of the puzzle is, now that we've got this moisture, we need a little bit of heat to really help bring everything to full emergence and bloom, yeah.
Anything else we should know, Jeremy?
You know, I always try and touch on safety. I think that in this day and age, it's pretty key with everyone. You know, it feels like everyone's in a little bit of a hurry. For any listeners who aren't farmers but happen to travel roads and get stuck behind a big piece of equipment, I just ask patience. The farmer doesn't want to be on the main road any more than you want them on the main road in front of you. Just give us a little bit of patience. Give us a wide berth. Let us get out of your way as soon as possible so that we can all make it home safe to our loved ones.